In 1 Peter 1, the Bible says, "As he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation." That is, in every aspect of how we live. Easier said than done, right? We have to learn to think spiritually. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, as you think spiritually about the challenges of daily life. Here's Elizabeth Elliot to challenge and encourage us to holy living.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking again today about welcoming a little child. Yesterday, I read you three wonderfully encouraging letters from women who were very surprised and somewhat upset by the news that they were pregnant. One of them says, "I know that we made the right choice, and what seems to have been meant for evil will be turned into good. God has provided medical care, a crib, and all the baby clothes I need." Another one writes, "After 31 years, let me tell you how the Lord has blessed us. Not once have we had the worry or heartache of a wayward child. They are all Christians, have Christian spouses, and are active in their churches and have blessed us with 11 grandchildren. We just recently celebrated Christmas together, and I can't tell you the joy we have. I want to encourage dear young mothers about their situation. The Lord is in control of it, and of course, she will be very busy, but the rewards are tremendous." And then another one tells how she and her husband had done what they could to prevent another pregnancy. And when she told her husband the news that the test had come out positive, he said, "God just insists on blessing us." And she's full of joy now because of that child that didn't seem to be so welcome at the beginning. There may be someone listening today who's just simply terrified that she might be pregnant. Perhaps you're not married. My heart goes out to you. You know that you made a serious mistake. Sexual activity is meant for married folks, nobody else. But today, you fear that you may be, at this moment, carrying a child, not a mere bit of tissue, not just a fetus, a child. You don't know what you'll ever do with this child. May I beg you, in the name of Jesus, not to consider abortion. God is the author of life. He permitted you to conceive, even though he does not sanction sexual activity outside of marriage. He permitted that child to be conceived, which means that you are now a vessel created to bear a person, a real person, a baby, a boy or a girl, made in the image of Christ. And that child is loved by God. He asks you to repent, to trust him, to receive this child, and to seek his will about what to do with that child. Have you thought about adoption? Now, suppose you are married and dreading this pregnancy. In any case, the child is there. He or she has been conceived. Remember that God is the author of life. And I trust that you have listened the last couple of days and heard some wonderfully encouraging letters from women who were really quite upset, some of them actually devastated, even angry, that they had found themselves pregnant. And yet, over the months, the Lord had changed their attitude. He had supplied their physical and material needs, and they were full of joy because of what they thought was a disaster. Now, I have a little leaflet here that I wrote some time ago. It's called "When I Was Being Made in Secret." It starts out, "Last month, I went to a hospital in Mississippi to visit my new granddaughter, Elizabeth." Well, that means that was 15 years ago, because Elizabeth is now 15. "I peered eagerly through the nursery window, along with all the other grandmothers and the smug fathers. Ours was shown to us by the nurse, a beautiful, tiny thing, clenching her perfect fists. I gazed as enthralled as though I had never seen a newborn child. As though Elizabeth were the first of her kind ever to appear, to mystify and bewitch and melt the soul of a grandmother. At the back of the nursery, I saw some babies who affected me very differently, but also very deeply. They were extremely small. A nurse thrust her hands into built-in rubber gloves in the side of an incubator and ever so gently lifted a little creature that looked infinitely more fragile and helpless than our baby, a preemie of perhaps 2.5 pounds. He was one of several in incubators. As I watched them lying there, eyes bandaged against the heat lamp, moving and breathing in their plastic boxes, I thought of my nephew Charles, who was just such a baby 9 years ago. Born 3 months early, he was not expected to make it through the first night. Earnestly prayed for by his parents and many others, cared for continuously by many gentle hands, he survived. Now he's a lively little 9-year-old. And of course, I'll put in a parenthesis, he's over 20 now, a beautiful, handsome young man. Not long ago, I saw a picture which I will never forget, a black plastic garbage bag which contained what was left of the morning's work in one city hospital. 4 or 5 babies, some of them just the size of Charles when he was born, some of them larger. They were the rejects. Who is it that makes the selections? Who may determine which tiny person is acceptable and may be permitted to be born, and if necessary, hovered over, cradled in a sterile, temperature-controlled incubator to assist his survival? And which child is unacceptable and may be treated as a cancer or a gangrenous growth and surgically or chemically removed? What perverted vision of, quote, life enhancement, unquote, warrants such a choice? Gloria Steinem appeared on television one morning to speak about what she calls pro-choice. What she did not say, what no proponent of abortion ever says, is that the choice they defend is the choice to kill somebody. Babies are people. But the U.S. Supreme Court has decreed that certain people, if they are young enough and helpless enough, may be killed. It was not always so in America. Let us who claim to accept moral responsibility for refugees and the world's rejects remember that another of Earth's peoples is being, quote, selected, unquote, shall we say, for annihilation. Selected for annihilation. We are accused of insensitivity if we mention the black plastic garbage bags, or the saline burning, or the intrauterine dismemberment of gestating human beings. It is more sensitive, we're told, to speak only of the therapeutic removal of, quote, tissue, unquote, or the product of conception. Stop and think about that last one. The product of conception. What are you? What am I? But the product of conception. Every last one of us is a product of conception. Was there a point in time when we were nothing but tissue, as disposable as a Kleenex? Let's consider these things in quietness before God who sees them all. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. My frame was not hidden from thee when I was being made in secret. Thy eyes beheld my unformed substance. In thy book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. That's from Psalm 139. If you would like to know more about the God who loves you and made you and has allowed a child to be conceived inside of you, if you want help with what you think of as a problem pregnancy, probably quite near you there is a crisis pregnancy center, a place where there are loving, kind, gentle people who understand your difficulty, who can share in your fears, and can point you to Jesus Christ. And most importantly, they are people who can help you decide what to do with that baby. Please, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ, do not consider abortion as an option. There are thousands of Christian parents just pleading for babies. God has never given them babies in the natural way, but they would love to have your baby. God loves you. God wants to care for you. He wants to care for your baby, and it was He who allowed that baby to be conceived. And for those of you who are married, who perhaps feel as though you've got too many children already, remember Psalm 16:5, Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup and have made my lot secure. You can rest assured that the God who has assigned you your portion is going to provide for you and show you what to do with that portion, whether it's one unexpected child or whether it's an unexpected child when you've already got six or seven at home. May the Lord make Himself real to you, comfort you, and deliver you from your fears. God bless you.
Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.